Unit 2. You are what you eat. A. Communication and fluency. A. Listen and read.
Guess what? Mama said I'm allowed to get a cat, finally.
No, that's not fair. What about my mice? They'll be in constant danger if you get a cat.
No, they won't. You're just being dramatic.
No, I'm not. Sarah next door had 2 goldfish, and when they got a cat, the fish mysteriously disappeared one day.
Well, you'll just have to take better care of your pets and make sure they don't tempt my new feline friend.
My pets were here first. They shouldn't have to be scared for their lives every time the cat is prowling around.
It's the natural order of things, Connor. It's called the food chain. If a cat wants to eat a mouse or a fish, then it's going to because it's higher up in the food chain.
This isn't the wild, Jasper. These are domesticated animals. They get fed twice a day, so they don't need to go out hunting for food.
Yes, but they still have their natural instincts, so predators like cats can't help themselves.
It's not like they even eat them, though. Aunt Kate had a cat, remember? It used to bring dead birds and mice into the house all the time.
Like I said, cats are natural predators, and they're going to hunt food.
They weren't food, though, because it never ate them. It just played with them and then left them dead somewhere.
Well, I promise I'll try and train my cat not to do that.
I'll just have to keep my pets closed up in my room from now on, then. I won't be able to let them run around inside their little balls in case the cat works out how to break in and get them.
You'll love the cat once it gets here. It will be all fat and fluffy and will purr every time you stroke it.
I don't dislike cats. I just think we should keep our pets to those things that are bottom of the food chain and aren't going to try and eat each other.
Well, I guess I could maybe get another rabbit instead.
Yes, you can get a big fluffy rabbit instead.